Hard Rock Casino Rockford facing new amusement tax. Hard Rock Casino Rockford is facing a new tax burden after the Rockford City Council approved a 5% amusement tax on June 24. The council voted in favor of the measure, asserting it aligns with the terms previously agreed upon by the city and Hard Rock during the casino's approval process. The newly approved amusement tax applies specifically to tickets sold for entertainment events held at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford's live venue. This includes concerts, comedy shows, theatrical productions, and any other ticketed performance hosted by the casino. It's important to note that the tax rate is not uniform across all event types. Sporting events held at the venue will be subject to a slightly lower tax rate of 3%. The revenue generated from the amusement tax will be directed toward the city's redevelopment fund, which supports various cultural initiatives throughout Rockford. City Administrator Todd Cagnoni explained the rationale behind the tax, stating, "This tax will provide a dedicated source of funding for arts and culture programs that benefit the entire community." He further emphasized that a similar amusement tax structure is already in place for other entertainment venues in Rockford, such as the BMO Center and the Coronado Performing Arts Center. Mixed reactions. The amusement tax has drawn mixed reactions. Proponents of the measure view it as a fair way for Hard Rock Casino to contribute to the city's cultural landscape. The revenue generated will help fund programs that enrich the lives of residents and potentially attract more visitors to Rockford. Additionally, supporters argue that the tax is already established for other similar venues, ensuring a level playing field. Opponents of the tax, however, express concern that it could negatively impact attendance at events held at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. The added cost of the tax might deter potential ticket buyers, especially those already facing financial constraints. This could lead to a decline in revenue for both the casino and the performers it hosts. Additionally, some argue that the tax unfairly targets the casino. They feel it could potentially hinder its ability to compete with entertainment options in neighboring areas that might not have similar tax structures. The long-term impact of the amusement tax on Hard Rock Casino Rockford and the city's cultural scene remains to be seen. However, the tax is projected to generate substantial revenue that will be reinvested into the community, potentially funding new cultural endeavors or enhancing existing ones.